Hi, I'm Nora. My preferred pronouns are she and her. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about gender identity and sexuality fluidity. As human beings, we like to label things. In fact, humans have labels for just about everything. This is a chair, this is a table, this is rock and roll, this is a poodle. You get the idea. It helps us feel that we understand what things are, and naming things in our world can provide an illusion of control and stability. A table will always be a table, and a chair will always be a chair, but a chair is an inanimate object and not a human being. Unlike things, people can't always be identified by their outward appearances and structures because people grow and change both outside and inside. I'm a part of the LGBTQ+ community, and over the past few years, my sexual identity has developed and changed because I'm learning so much about myself and I'm developing from all of my life experiences. I've always felt pressure to accept one label. Am I straight, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, asexual? And I've come to realize that trying to adopt just one label affects not only the way that people see me, but the way that I think about myself and my choices and my feelings. I've dated both boys and girls, people who identify as cisgender, meaning that they're the same gender as the one that they were given at birth, and then people who are transgender, which is they identify as a different gender than the one assigned at birth. That what I think I know now is that sexual identity doesn't have just one label because it's fluid, and it looks different for everyone. When we label sexual identity and gender, we're reinforcing the myth that there is a typical male and a typical female, and people who don't resemble the typical model are regarded as other and are sometimes subjected to social abuse or just plain old misunderstanding. My own experiences have been more like misunderstanding than abuse. For example, when I've introduced my girlfriend at a concert or a performance or whatever, well-meaning and accepting people have commented that I didn't look like the kind of girl who likes girls. That made me wonder, what does the type of girl who likes girls look like? So I Googled it. So when I Googled, what does a lesbian look like? I was greeted with images of girls with ponytails, pixie cuts, and buzz cuts, girls in flannel with big headbands pulled lower than their hairlines, girls with piercings, girls in dresses and skirts, girls in tank tops and jeans. And there wasn't just one look. So why was I told that I didn't look like them? A common perception is that lesbians are masculine because they like other girls, so therefore they must be like guys. Sure, some lesbians dress in what is considered a more masculine way. But does the way that we dress really affect our sexuality? My style's changed a lot over my past 15 years of life, but that's never influenced my sexuality or my gender identity. I've always identified as a female with she and her pronouns, and just because I wear a t-shirt from the men's section of H&M does not mean that I'm gay or that I want he, him pronouns. And just because someone who identifies as a boy wears makeup does not mean that he is gay or that he wants she or her pronouns. There is no one look for any gender or sexuality because everyone is different. Labels can be useful for so many purposes, but they also limit us. And when used on people, they limit our understanding of our own and other people's unique identities. We all have different backgrounds and values and personalities, so maybe we shouldn't place everyone in boxes and assume that they're one thing when they're the only ones who can tell us what they are. Next time you meet someone new, when you introduce yourself, you can choose to introduce your pronouns, even if you think they're obvious, and ask them theirs. Thank you. Thank you.